Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
As we have talked about sports a lot this morning, lots of sports this morning, lots of sports arguments back and forth. You and Jerry in a sports spat.
Well, Jerry got all upset. He thinks I'm, you know, I hate the Nets. I don't hate the Nets. I'm just pointing out facts.
How do we feel about the Nets?
Indifferent. Like, they're a national story. How many times have we said this?
Yeah,
we said this at
times.
The beginning of the year that, you know, especially, you know, once the Knicks started to show promise that they were going to make the playoffs, the local story is always going to be about the Knicks. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah,
they could
of course,
spend a gazillion dollars what they have over there at Barclays Center. It doesn't matter. They have a very small group of fans, and those fans are rabid. I get it. And they're great to support their team. But on a national level, you know, when you're talking about Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden, it's hard to argue.
Yeah.
That's the team. That's this year's super team. Now, in the eyes of many basketball fans, that would mean they are the villains.
Yeah, so for me, I definitely don't want them to win at all. And part of the reason why I bet on them to win a championship would be to soften the blow of them winning a championship, because I don't want to see it. And I'd much rather lose that bet than watch them win a title. So I'm not indifferent to them. I don't like them. Their fans have become insufferable, just like they think that the Knicks fans are insufferable. And
bitch, shut your mouth.
I understand why. But I don't want to see them win. I don't. Now, I also didn't want to see them not win this way. I wanted to see them go down naturally, if you will.
They are going down naturally.
No, but I mean, they're hurt. You know, that's the thing.
Yeah,
they're hurt.
They're going down naturally.
Yeah, but I didn't. It's not really them. This is not the team. I want to see them get beat. That's what I wanted to see.
You know what's going to happen? If they, so both the Islanders and the Nets tonight are playing very healthy, difficult competition, right? The difference is that the Islanders are healthy themselves. The Nets are not. And is Kevin Durant going to be able to put this team on his back? And somehow, I don't care how they win. I don't care if they win 98-97. It doesn't matter. Somehow, is he going to be the impetus that he is the best player, don't compare me to Giannis, in the NBA? I smell like hamburgers.
Yeah, it's funny. Ever since you talked about grilling hamburgers, it starts smelling like hamburgers in here.
What do you think that is, Al?
Hamburgers, maybe.
Where would they be cooking hamburgers?
Yeah, where would they be grilling hamburgers? That was our idea. Is Jerry out there grilling hamburgers? This is crazy.
It's not in here yet, but usually when it wafts in there, it's coming from back
not from
in the
toilet, is it?
No.
Is it not from the toilet?
Hopefully not.
If anybody missed that, our bathroom is flooded with 2 inches of poop water. So I'm hoping that's not the smell, because that would be bizarre. No, it smells good. It smells like a
barbecue, yeah.
Yeah. What the hell, Zach? Is someone warming up something in the microwave?
See, this or even in the kitchen could be.
Yeah. But anyway, you're right. Kevin Durant better put this damn team on his back.
He's got to.
This is it. Best player in the series still.
Right.
Lance in Deer Park. What's going on, Lance?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Boomer, this is for you. I'm a big favorite of Matt Martin. And you say why? Because behind every player on the team, they score goals. He's the unknown on the team that does an unbelievable job, and he doesn't get the credit for it that he deserves.
You know, I don't know. He gets a lot of credit. I think the Islander fans like yourself do respect him. They respect Casey and Cal, of course. They respect what that line has become and who they are and how they reflect the Islander fan base. And, you know, I hate the fact that they get called the fourth line. I don't like that. I think that they are a line.
The identity
that,
line.
Yeah, I mean, but you know how they number lines in hockey.
Well, they kind of are the fourth.
But, yep, well, are you the fourth line when you're out there against Bergeron and Marchand and Pastrnak?
That's what they're called, right?
No.
I mean,
yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, I understand.
Where they stack it up. And they,
I mean, but Matt had a great, run last year in the bubble, had 5 goals in the playoffs. You know, the goals haven't come, but what has come when you watch them on the ice, what you will see, especially when they dump the puck into their offensive zone, the defenders, no matter who they are looking over their shoulders to see where those guys are because mm-hmm. they know what's coming. And when that is a part of the game, now all of a sudden you get a great forecheck, you get pucks turned over, you get shots on goal, and then you hem the other team's best players or second best line into the zone playing defense. And so it's a double whammy. You may not score a goal, but you're keeping the other team in their own defensive zone trying to get out to score a goal against you. So they play tough defense, they're hard-nosed, and they protect their star players. That's the other thing that they do. And they're not going to back down from that. So I know that for a fact.
Let's go to Dan, who's out in East Islip. What's up, Dan?
What's going on, Boomer? First-time caller, but I've been listening to you forever. And I listen to the afternoon show, too. So last night, Craig Carton was going off about how he found out everyone was invited to your son's wedding except him. And Al actually gave everyone up. So, the listeners who are invested, what's going on there?
What do you mean Al gave everybody up?
Well, he called Al up asking who's invited. Was you all invited? And Al confirmed everyone else was invited. So I think Craig was a little offended. He was the only one without an invite.
So, I mean, is that Al really giving everybody up?
There's a couple things going on here. Number one, you know, Craig got a prison sentence of like 1 to 3 years, wasn't it, or something like that? So
yeah.
that falls into the date when Gunnar and Darcy were getting married. So he didn't want to waste an invite on somebody if they weren't going to be out of jail. So he had no idea when he was going to get out of jail. Number two, I don't know if Craig's spoken about this, but since he is calling Gunnar out for not inviting him to the wedding, you know, Craig is wearing an ankle bracelet. It's not like Craig can just go anywhere in the world. I mean, he has to go from home to work, and he has to check in with his probation officer where he's going, when he's going there, and how long he's going to be there, mm-hmm. and then they give him the check, okay?
And this
fine.
Would be out of state and not for work.
Right, and this is out of state, not for work, so it's unlikely that Craig could go to the wedding anyway. So, I mean, Craig's got to have a better understanding of his surrounding and self-awareness.
Not only that, he called me live on air, illegal.
Illegal, right.
Oh, I was on
that?
The air when didn't.
Oh,
you
did
know,
your cell phone situation?
He called me on his cell phone and put it up to the microphone, illegal.
Oh, wow. So
yeah.
Like that whole Julio Jones, Shannon Sharp thing,
yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the other thing, too, is I don't think Gunnar and Darcy are accepting non-fungible gifts. I mean, they want the gifts to be fungible. So I just think that, you know, giving all that Craig had been through in his life and everything else, the last thing that, you know, he should have been put is in a weird place, not being able to attend the wedding because of the ankle bracelet and whether or not he was actually even going to be out of jail.
I did tell him that the wedding was put together when he had a prior situation.
Prior situation.
I did let him know that.
No, when you say, hey, Craig, the wedding was put together when you were in jail.
Well, it's a harder way to say it, but
yeah. But that's what I would say. Just keep it reals. That's what we do around here.
I would think his defense would be, regardless of my situation, you throw the invite out once I'm out. You knew I was out for a while. You throw the invite out. It's up to me to be able to turn that down. That's what his defense would be.
And if you remember, Gunnar said it was an act of God, a pandemic. And so they were limited to the amount of guests that they could invite.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually even surprised that you guys got invited, to be honest with you. You know, I was like, okay, you know, Al doesn't want to go anywhere. You know, Gio doesn't want to go anywhere.
And also, to be fair, I think we were only after things opened up a bit were we invited.
Yeah, because they had a very limited number. The state of Massachusetts had a very limited number. And then it opened up a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And then, of course, you know, there were all the different aspects of all of this from, you know, the bride side. Because they're the ones that are dealing with all the invites and all that other stuff. So I'm sorry that Craig felt that way. I didn't know about this yesterday. If he would have called me, I would have been more than happy to call in and explain to him. I don't know, when does he get free to go do whatever he wants to do?
I actually thought that might be this month, later this month.
Yeah,
oh, later so maybe this he could have gone.
Well, later this month. Well, what do you mean by later this
month? Well, I don't have the specific dates, but
well, I mean, so you were talking to him.
I know,
and
but
added
I was
everybody else.
But
why
I was
you get the specific date of when you can get the ankle bracelet.
I was caught off guard. I was, like I said, illegally called live on air, and then he was just asking, "Were you invited?" I said, "Yes." Was Gio invited? Was Eddie invited? You know, so I was yes. But then I told him about this was put together when no one was going to be allowed to be invited. This sort of thing. I tried to massage it.
You didn't have to massage anything. You were in jail. That was the bottom line. And you had a 1 to 3 or 1 to 4. What was the initial sentence?
3 years, I believe.
Yeah, 1 to 3. So is Gunner supposed to try to figure out and follow probationary rules in Pennsylvania and New York and figure all this stuff out?
Yeah, but I mean, he'd been out for a while, though. I think it would be, like I said, Craig's defense, if he were talking to you right now, I've been out for a while.
Craig's defense
there's
would
people
be like,
that are dropping out. You could at least throw the invite going, hey, now that you're out, we didn't know, but now that you're out, here's the invite. The invites didn't go out until, what, May? April, May?
That's
you,
right.
You've been on the air for several months at that point.
They weren't even sure they could have a wedding.
Yeah.
Remember how Allie had the wedding and then all of a sudden couldn't have it?
That's right. A couple times. A couple cancels.
Yes. Yeah. You know how many people got canceled last year?
Yeah, many, many. Most of them.
So, and again, like, I think the ankle bracelet doesn't come off until the end of June, which would have put him in a bad, weird spot of having to say, no, I can't come because of my ankle bracelet.
And that's about right.
You think he would have written that?
In the response?
Yeah, how would
probably
he would have
not
said, no, can't make it?
Unfortunately, can't make it.
But how would he have said that?
I think just that. Unfortunately, something has come up.
Yeah, it's hanging around my ankle. I can't go.
You don't have to write an explanation, do you?
Well, I mean, he wants an explanation as to why he wasn't invited. I think that he deserves to give Gunner an explanation as to why he can't come.
He's not invited, so he doesn't have to worry about it.
Well, he made a big deal about it yesterday, but let's be reals about it.
Are you going to pursue charges on this illegal phone call, Al?
It depends where this goes. If this gets out of hand and there's trouble, then I might start pursuing charges.
Okay.
No, I didn't even know this happened yesterday. I don't know. Well, why didn't I know this? Why didn't you tell me this happened?
Well, it all happened spur of the moment when they called me, and then I thought I did such a really terrific job of defending the wedding and the invites and that sort of thing that I thought, oh, all good, all covered.
Al was just trying to be Switzerland in that case.
Yeah, tough spot city right there.
Right down,
why is it,
right down
why
the middle.
Is it a tough spot? What is so tough about it?
No, he's got to appease two people at once. That's why. Two people who have different thoughts on this. That's why. He doesn't want to make you mad, doesn't want to make him mad. Come on. You know the deal. That's what he's doing. It's his friend. You're his friend. It's tough.
Right. Right. Spot. And you're not going to be here forever. Who knows? Maybe I'll need to produce a different show eventually.
Gotta I see what's
keep
going
those,
on.
Keep those relationships good
right.
Here in the Built Ford Tough Studio. Yeah. You missed it last hour.
Yeah, right. Switzerland. All right, very good. It is Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
What do you got, Jerry?
Brought to you by Winters Brothers Waste Systems, Long Island's number one choice for all your waste collection and recycling needs. Visit WintersBROS.com. Mets open up a four-game series with the Cubs last night, and they do it in winning fashion.
Three balls and a strike. Pitch. Pilar lines toward left center field. This one hits for the gap, and it lands for a base hit. McKinney scores. So does McCann. Right behind him, he comes home. Two-run double for Kevin Pilar, and it's a three-run fourth inning for the Mets, who lead 3-0.
And that is Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880. I believe that was the swing right after Pilar hit McKinney with a foul ball.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. So, you know, Pilar and McCann have turned out to be really good. Really good here.
No doubt.
Really good. I mean, they especially the last couple of weeks, McCann has started to hit more. He's more involved.
And Pilar is just a gritty, tough, I'm not coming out of the game type of player.
Yeah, he could play for the Islanders.
He's a throwback or any hockey team.
But he couldn't play for the Nets because they get paid not to play when they're hurt.
I'm sorry. Was that, ooh, did I say
Jerry,
that out loud?
Jesus, wow. Jerry, you I'm are bringing the heat.
My bad.
I mean, you are projecting. Yeah,
I didn't realize.
Is that what
I actually thought I said that to myself.
No.
Was that on mic?
Yeah, it was on mic.
That was projecting, Jerry.
Yeah, that was not in your head.
Yeah. My God, you are really worried about tonight's game, aren't you?
I'm actually not. I'm not like these other people that are calling. I think they'll win tonight. I do.
Okay. Keep telling yourself.
But let me do that the way you did. You know, he could play for a team like the Islanders, right, G?
You're right. He definitely did do the slow look like.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, but Jerry, then you just go all Rambo on me when you start talking about the Nets and everything.
No, I know what you were insinuating. Jeez. Right there.
I'm not insinuating anything.
It was fun.
Ah.
Yeah. 5-2, the Mets do beat the Cubs last night as they move 8 games over .500. Dominic Smith in a home run. James McCann also drove in the first run of the game. He was on WCBS 880. He says it's important to do so.
Two outs, trying to come through with a big knock, and then KP followed up with an even bigger knock.
All right, and that was the two-run double we played. Here was Smith.
Double big knocks,
yes. What was different? He was 0 for 20 into the home, well, into last night, I should say. What was different from the weekend?
I was patient, and I was very selective with the pitches I swung at. That's something that I didn't do over the weekend, and that's something that I'm conscious of and want to keep doing. If I can have the best swing in the world, but if I'm swinging at bad pitches, it's not going to matter.
Well, he swung at good pitches last night. That was Smith on SNY after the game. And a good start by David Peterson. 6 scoreless, just 1 hit allowed. He struck out 3. He was asked by the great Bruce Beck.
David, what did the length mean to you tonight? How important was that, and how satisfying is it to you?
The what?
The length that you got in this ball game. You know, just the ability to go 6.
Yeah, I think it's big.
What's your favorite cereal?
Yeah.
David Peterson did not sound like he was into the media yesterday.
Yeah, but you know what?
Back-to-back cuts you played where he was like, hey,
but his previous two performances have been awful.
I know.
Awful. And, you know, he's been a stand-up guy after those performances, has spoken to the media. So obviously he had something to prove last night. He should have just been a little bit more humble, I think. I think he just should have said, Bruce, you know, it was really important for me and my team, for my team to see me go out and do this. That's probably what he should have said.
Yeah.
I mean, Bruce is the happiest guy in the world.
He is.
Yes, he is.
You don't sit there and insult Bruce Beck.
Yeah, you don't go after Bruce.
No way.
You don't have that attitude with Bruce Beck of NBC.
That's wrong. That's just wrong.
Yeah.
Perhaps he thought he was asking him about his penis.
What? What is wrong with you this morning?
Hey, David, Bruce Beck, NBC, Channel 4. I'll bet you Sween.
Big Johnson.
What the length of the Sween?
What is wrong with you?
Tell me you didn't think the same thing.
I wasn't thinking the same thing.
David,
you got to stop
telling me what you think.
No, listen.
David, what did the length mean to you tonight? How important was that and how satisfying is it to you?
The what?
The length that you got in this ball game, you know, just the ability to go six.
Oh, come on. You thought the same thing.
No, given the fact that David Peterson has been brutal the last couple times out and did not have length, I knew exactly what Bruce Beck was asking.
How about the girth of tonight's outing?
Jesus God.
How about that?
Did you have breakfast this morning, Jerry?
I did.
You did?
I did, yes.
Did you get any sleep last night?
I did.
Okay.
I did. Cornhole got rained out at 7 o'clock, so I got sleep. I watched the Met game until Peterson came out after 6, and then I fell asleep.
So this is
I want to start seeing him using his length.
Tonight, Taiwan Walker takes on Alec Mills as the Mets try to make it back-to-back wins over the Cubs. Yankees in Buffalo, they'll play the Blue Jays. Yankees now 9 games behind Tampa in the AL East. Jordan Montgomery, the start. You had the Rays win in Chicago over the White Sox 5-2. But Tyler Glasnow did leave the game with right elbow inflammation. And the Red Sox won again as they beat the Orioles 4-3. Nationals beat the Pirates 3-2. Kyle Schwarber, the go-ahead home run in the 7th. And Major League Baseball they're going to announce that any players caught with a foreign substance will be suspended for 10 days. Now, we heard from Bruce Beck. This guy's all over the place. This was Bruce Beck. First, we heard him with the Mets. Here he is with Kevin Durant, Nets and Bucks tonight.
Kevin, can you convey to some of your teammates the whole concept of the next man up mentality and that this is an opportunity for them to excel?
Man, we talk about basketball all year.
All the time, that's right. And he's talking about no Harden, no Irving tonight for Game 5. Here was Steve Nash, more of the same with these injuries.
For us, that's something we've had some experience with, and we should have some comfort and belief that no matter who plays, we can still perform.
Well, we'll see if they can. And then we hear from Glenn Big Boomer Davis. He says, Kyrie out and injured.
Boomer Davis.
Is that not his nickname?
No.
He says this sucks for Kyrie.
Yo, man got weak ankles. His ankles is weak.
No.
His ankles is f***ed up and Lucky got his ass.
And Lucky is, of course, the logo in Boston.
Didn't
he says,
Glenn Big Baby Davis get caught with like 100 pounds of weed not that long ago?
I don't know.
What's he doing out of jail?
I have no idea. I wasn't aware he was caught with that.
Is that even a crime anymore or not?
I think with that amount, probably.
Free Nate Newton. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Where's Nate Newton?
I thought he was out.
Oh, no. It wasn't that much. It was only a quarter pound. So
like a quarter pounder.
Quarter pounder.
Here was one more from Davis who says,
"Oh, sorry.
Uh-oh.
He also 126 grams of marijuana along with $92,000 in cash in a briefcase.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I mean, what do you think you're doing with all that stuff? Come on.
You would think. Here was one more for him. He says, "What goes around comes around.
Don't get mad at me because Lucky got his get back. I didn't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Karma is a mother.
Wow.
So,
man.
Yep. He's not exactly crying for Kyrie. Hawks beat the 76ers 103-100. Trae Young had 25 points, 18 assists. Now, they didn't shoot great. They shot just 30%. I think it was 34% from the field and only 29 or 30% from three. He says, we won this game the old-fashioned way.
You don't shoot that bad and shoot that poorly and still win the game if you don't play good defense. And we played really good defense, and we took care of the ball. Only Four turnovers.
Isn't that something? Four turnovers for an NBA game, if that is indeed the case.
He's still shooting those floaters down the middle. I can see those in my dreams.
Well, he had the really big go-ahead shot with that floater down the lane as they wound up winning, and Joel Embiid really struggled in the second half. He's banged up. He was 0 for 12 in the second half, 4 for 20 for the game. All right, Clippers Jazz last night. Let's play a little game. Who called it better, father or son? Now, last hour, we gave you the Utah call of the Kawhi Leonard dunk down the lane over Derek Favors. Noah Eagle is the play-by-play man for the LA Clippers. Ian Eagle did the game on TNT. So I'll give you, would you like the younger or the older man first?
I say give me the older guy first.
All right, here is the great Ian Eagle.
No rush here for LA. Leonard, 7 to shoot. Kawhi makes his move. Oh, wow.
A major Kawhi light.
All right, that's
a Kawhi light.
A major
Kawhi light. Now, so maybe he was just doing that because he knew Noah was in the house and he just wanted to separate himself. Let's see.
Here is his son.
To the left wing, Marcus Morris. Ingles will step up on the perimeter. Now to Beverly on the right wing. Tries to get it to Leonard. Does straight away. Leonard against O'Neal. Driving to his left. Leonard to the rim.
Oh, Kawhi Leonard. A major poster. He just put Derek Favors into the earth.
There you go.
A Kawhi light and put Derek Favors into the earth.
It was a little choppy. Noah's call was a little choppy. It's like he was thinking about it. Ian just let it flow. It's like a major Kawhi light. It was almost like he
was
knew
ready
what was
for
going
it
to happen. You know, you could tell that Noah was looking to make sure he had the player right with Favors, and then the whole poster thing. It was a little choppy. It wasn't bad. But
not bad at all. No,
not you know, compared to his dad. Just
and they both had the oh
yeah, it didn't measure up.
So. They sounded exactly the same.
Very similar, no question about it. So Noah Eagle on Clippers Radio, and that was Ian on TNT tonight in Tampa. You've got Game 2 for the Islanders and the Lightning. The Golden Knights beat the Canadiens last night 4-1. Gerard Gallant, the new head coach of the Rangers. The Jets and Jamison Crowder reportedly agree to restructure his contract. I guess he'll take a pay cut here this year. And Patriots cornerback Stephon Gilmore did not report to mandatory minicamp that began on Monday.
Uh-oh, he wants a new contract or wants to be traded.
That is the thought.
Here's the thing I want to ask you guys. I know this hit, I want to say about 10 days ago, and this is with regards to the Jets and Mekhi Becton and the fact that he has plantar fasciitis. And Rob Salah basically said that big man's got to lose some weight. Yeah, I think he was going down that road, and it you know, you just never know with big men, with really big men.
Well, that was the knock on him coming out of college.
Well, how committed are they to their craft? Now, he had a really good rookie season. Now, you just hope that when he comes back that he's going to take care of himself and that he's going to be ready to go. But if they feel like he is too overweight and he's putting the pressure on his feet, it's one of the reasons why you get plantar fasciitis.
Is he bigger than last year, than he was when he played?
The way, you know, if you can go back, I don't know, it probably had to be about 10 days ago, Jerry. I don't know if you can find it. But there has to be comments in the system from Salah to about Becton.
All right. But the Jet website probably has it.
The thing about it is they may have a problem at left tackle if this kid is not committed to taking care of himself.
I mean, the guy was one of the best rookies in the league, though, last year. I mean,
eat yourself right out of the league, man.
Yeah, it's still just June. He's got some time to get into shape.
But you are only as good as, you know, whether or not you can stay on the field.
Wasn't his mom like a chef or something? Is that one of the reasons why people were upset about this? Were thinking like he was going to eat so much? I thought so. I kind of remember that. Like his mom was like a soul food chef or something.
You know, they're in the middle of OTAs right now. I don't even know if Becton is participating.
I just saw a video of him and Quinnen Williams like taking pictures. I don't know if that was
recent or not. That's taking pictures. That's not practicing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they were at the facility or whatever.
And I think it was kind of like one of those stories that flew under the radar a little bit because they're in OTAs. You get the Mets, the Yankees, the Islanders, the Nets, the Knicks were in the playoffs.
Plus it's June.
You got all
time.
This other stuff going on. Yeah, but I'm just telling you that.
Prolon fast. Okay. You lose 30 pounds in 5 days. The hell was that? All right.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
It is official. The Boomer and Geo boat party is Friday, August 13th, starting at the Lake House Restaurant in Bayshore on Long Island. There are two ways to attend. One, you could be on land, and there's a limited amount of tickets that we are making available right now. I just tweeted out the link. It is on esiason.org. And if you click on the events tab, you will see it. And you could buy tickets there. The direct link is on my Twitter account. It'll be out there. Other Twitter accounts, we will retweet it. But you'll see boat party and tickets are available there. Now, this is a boat party. We want most people to show up on boats. For those of you that are showing up on boats, Casamigos has put together this boat kit that has got just a tremendous amount of stuff.
This incredible
in it.
A boat kit.
Yeah, so there are 12 men's and women's t-shirts in there with Casamigos and Boomer and Geo Boat Party logos on it. There is the boat flag that you see here on CBS Sports Network that I have tweeted out that we want everybody to put on their boats to say, hey, we're here for the Boomer and Geo Boat Party. There are hats in that boat kit. Am I missing anything that's in that boat kit? It's amazing what he's put together over at Casamigos. So those two things are now available. Now, there's only, what, how many tickets available? 100 tickets?
All we have is 125 tickets available. And, you know, listen, if you're from Long Island and you know Bay Shore, there's going to be some parking down there, you know, and it all explains everything on my website. So you go to esiason.org, you'll see Gunnar and Darcy on the homepage, and right below it in the right lower box, you'll see events. Hit that tab on the events. You go down to the events, you'll see our calendar of events. You'll see the 13th of August. You put your pointer right on that, your arrow right on that. You'll see the Boomer and Geo Boat Party for CF. You click on that, and then you will see the things that you are available to be able to purchase on our website.
Yes.
And all these proceeds, by the way, are going right to our foundation because it is a boat party for CF. And first and foremost, I want to thank Lee from Casamigos. They have been incredibly kind and generous to our foundation. They've been incredibly supportive to this radio station and this radio program in particular. And this boat party idea that we came up with after watching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers celebrate their Super Bowl championship.
Right. And if you miss out on these tickets, don't be bummed about it because you can still show up on a boat. That's what we want. We want people there on boats. And this party continues after the show. That is the reason why you really want to be on a boat, is once the show is over, we're going to hop on the yacht, we're going to go over to Connectquod River, which is a little bit east of the lake house, and we're going to continue the party there with live music, and we're all going to be hanging out. So this is a big deal. It's a big, a lot of boats are going to be there. But just because you're thinking, oh, there's only 125 tickets and I missed out on the tickets, doesn't mean you can't be a part of this thing. There's no tickets. You don't need a ticket to be on a boat. We just want you there. We want you there to watch the show. We will have live music during the breaks of the show. You'll be able to watch the show from the water because we're going to be basically doing the show right on the dock. And you will have some speakers set up so you can hear us. And then we're all going to go together to continue the party in Connectquod River, where there'll be live music there as well.
So there's two things. That, once again, there's two things you can purchase on our website. One is tickets to attend the show at the Lake House. All right? And then the other ticket or the other item that you can buy is the Casamigos boat kit for your boat when we begin our boat party. Now, the boat party, like you said, we'll be down towards the Connectquod River right outside of Heckscher Park in Timber Point. It's going to be great. There's going to be a barge out there with a band on it, and it's going to be just like every other boat party. And it's going to be great, and it's Friday, August 13th. So we start our show at 6 o'clock in the morning. Al and Jerry will be there starting their show at 5 to 6.
We'd love to see the boats out there in front of the lake house at 5 a.m. cheering on the warm-up show. That's what we would love to see.
Exactly.
Everybody packed in there, and it's going to be an incredible sight.
Right, and I don't, you know, this is going to be a Friday. I think the boat party itself, after we're done with our show, we'll probably run to about 5 o'clock.
Yeah, at the latest, yes.
Right.
At the latest. Now we'll see how things are going, but we don't plan to go later than 5 o'clock.
Right, and any updates that we have on our foundation website in regards to any other things that are going on, we will make sure that we announce it there. I'm sure WFAN will announce it. We'll use all our social media channels. I'm sure Casamigos is going to use their social media channels as well. But we look forward to seeing everybody out there in Bayshore, Long Island, and then basically where you live off of West Sayville and where I grew up off of East Islip, the Connectquod River meets.
Right. And just like we met.
Isn't that Nicolet Bay?
Nichols Bay?
Is it Nickel Bay or Nicolet?
I don't think it's Nicolet.
Is it Nickel?
I'm not sure. I think it's Nichols.
Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
See, the things you can still learn, even though like I spent all my teen years in that freaking water.
Sure, sure. But it's all just the Great South Bay. That's what we see. Patrick Bay, Pilport Bay, Nichols Bay, whatever. It's all, you know, to me, it's all the Great South Bay. But if you buy one of these tickets, if you're one of the lucky ones to get the tickets to be there, you get the exclusive live viewing of the show. You get a buffet brunch. You get a Team Boomer t-shirt. And you get to hang out with us, a little meet and greet and a picture afterwards as well. And then these kits, there's a boat flag, three hats, six assorted men's and women, no, six assorted men's t-shirts, six assorted women's
t-shirts.
Total
of 12 t-shirts.
Total of 12 t-shirts, and that's for $200, and every cent goes to the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Same with the tickets. The tickets are $125. Every cent goes to the Boomer Esiason Foundation. The kits are $200. Every cent goes to the Boomer Esiason Foundation.
And I can tell you, Casamigos doesn't mess around. Everything is first class. Everything is high end. Everything is something that you would want to purchase. And for the amount of stuff that they are giving away, it's a great way for us to, on an alternate side, make some money for our foundation.
Well,
so it's great.
I'm very, very happy that this is working out the way it does or the way it is with your foundation, because you missed out on a ton of events during COVID.
Exactly.
So this is a special thing that has a Boomer Esiason Foundation tie-in to it that is making everybody very proud. And Lee at Casamigos has stepped up in a major, major way to make all of this happen. So we thank him tremendously, over and over and over and over again. Are you waving to me?
I had a question. Yes. When we go up the Connectquod River,
yeah,
are we going to go like all the way up to sunrise?
No. On Thursday, so ready for this. For those on Thursday, I'm taking one of the, this was just confirmed, I'm taking one of the water taxis up with Captain Dave Anderson. I am going to film where the barge is going to be in Connectquod River, but it's going to be more towards the mouth where the bay is. I'm going to tell you where that is. I'm going to show you where you can have your boat at the lake house, and I'm going to put all that up on a video. So everybody who has a boat that's planning on coming, there will be a video up by the end of this week explaining every bit of it. But to answer your question quickly, it's not going to go all the way up. No, it's going to be more towards the mouth of Connectquod River where the bay meets the river, but there'll be more details on exactly where that is. Okay? Any other questions? You don't need to raise your hand next time. You just put your mic on, all right?
Okay.
Joel in Clifton. What's going on, Joel?
Hey, how we doing, boss?
What's up, man?
I dropped the link, and I'm really excited to be going to you guys' event August 13th. I'm pumped. Let's go.
All right. Tremendous. You got a ticket already. How about that?
Yeah.
This is absolutely.
You dropped the link. I said, yo, I got to go. You've been talking about this party. You've been hyping it up. I'm ready to get lit on the Casamigos boat. Let's go.
Well, Joel, that might cost you a little more money, but we'll see you there, all right? Make sure that you introduce yourself, and we'll get a picture, all right?
You got it, brother, man. See all you
right.
there.
All Take right, care. Joel's the man. I love Joel. Rob is in Sayville. Is this Skip?
Yes, it is.
What's up, man? How are you?
Great. How you guys doing this morning?
Great. What do you got for us?
So I want to buy tickets to the on-land Casamigo party and to the boat party. So is there a spot I'm going to be able to put my boat in like a slip next to the lake house there?
Now
and then roll out when the boat thing rolls out?
Yeah, so I would say it's one or the other, Rob. That's what I would say.
It's donation though, right?
Yeah, both a donation. It's one or the other. I would, if you want to buy both, go ahead. But I'm going to tell you right now, trying to get a slip out in front of the lake house is not going to happen. It's mainly going to be people that are anchored out over there in that little area, that little cove in front of the lake house that's by Nikki's there. That's where the boats are mostly going to be. I would not count on a slip.
That's going to be crazy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
Yes, okay. It is going to be crazy.
Oh,
Rob.
I'm looking forward to it, man. I can't wait to go.
Now, if you want to buy a ticket and also buy a boat kit, be my guest. I'm just saying that I wouldn't plan on being on land and on your boat and going back and forth. That'd be a little bit too much.
All I can tell you is that boat kit is awesome.
It is.
The boat kit is ridiculous.
Right. And I mean, think about all the stuff you get in that thing. You get 12 t-shirts, you get a bunch of hats, you get, I mean, it's insanity. Boat flag, so scoop one of those up, Rob, all right?
You got, are they big guy Casamigo boat flags that can hang off my outriggers?
Well, it's right in front of us.
Yeah, it's right in front, it's right in front of us on
TV. It's the size of a golf flag is how I would put it.
Golf flag? I'm thinking like a...
It's not
like
a giant one. It's like a normal boat flag that you would see, just a normal one, not a big giant one.
Great, guys. Thanks, man. Have
All right. Ride. Sounds
I'll
good.
See you, man. That's a Skip. He's got that regulator. We'll see him out there. That's also the guy who's making our sandwich.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, so there you go. The Boomer and Geo boat party for CF. The Casamigos Boomer and Geo boat party for CF. Tickets on sale now. Boat kits on sale now. And I say sale, but every cent that is made on this goes right to the Boomer Esiason Foundation. All proceeds right to the foundation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.